Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Local news can come at you fast. Want the latest on what's happening in your backyard? Download the free Odyssey app. Follow your local news station, and you'll get alerts on the top stories making headlines in your city. You can stay in the know, no matter what you're up to, and be among the first to find out when news breaks. Plus, keep tabs on weather and traffic, so you're never caught off guard. To get started, download the Odyssey app. That's A-U-D-A-C-Y. And follow your local news station.
Busy morning, 7:48, 12 till 8, Tommy Tucker. Quickly to Colonel Jacques Thibodeau, Director of the Governor's Office of Homeland Security and Emergency Preparedness. Tell me, good morning, Colonel, how are you?
Good morning, Tommy. How's it going today?
I'm okay, sir. Tell me about the after-action report as it relates to the Bourbon Street attack and how that applies to the plan the governor announced yesterday for the Super Bowl.
Well, first off, this is different than pretty much any other AAR that I've ever been a part of. And the reason why is to get an after-action review after an event in 28 days published is very rare. Now, the reason why it happened in this circumstance is we're on a compressed timeline, and we needed to use this after-action review to shape our preparation for the Super Bowl. So to kind of take it a step further, when we were going through the process, the governor said, I want the public to be able to see this after action review. So what that meant to us is yesterday when we briefed the governor in our incident command preparations with Mayor Cantrell in the briefing and our state agencies, when the governor saw the AAR for the first time, we turned it into a public record document and sent it out to all 64 parish OEPs, all state agencies, as well as we put it up on the web for the public to view. So the reason why we have moved forward so fast on a document like this is it is a learning tool for us to move forward into next week for the Super Bowl.
So what changes going to what the governor was talking about yesterday? Expand on that, Colonel, if you will, and what this French Quarter is going to be like next week and for the Super Bowl as opposed to what it's like, I guess, now, or when does that go into effect?
Okay, so what you're going to see is, and you've already started to see it, some of that security equipment is going in place, and then you're going to see a massive amount of what we call force multipliers. First responders in the fire area, the EMS, and in the police area, massive support to the city of New Orleans, in excess of several thousand first responders that are going to be supporting the Super Bowl. So that's the first thing that you see from the overall perspective of the public. Now, from GOSEF's perspective, what we are doing is, just as an example, one of the lessons we learned in the AAR is procedurally our communications, we wanted to refine them. So what you saw in the weather event where we sent out alert notices to cell phones and used LA wallets is a tool that specifically came out of the AAR as to something we can do better. And that will be in play and capable to use for the Super Bowl next week.
So when it comes to, I guess, the secure zone in the French Quarter, you know, this to me goes to, I don't know, how do you control the quarter? Is it just Bourbon Street when it comes to cross streets, et cetera? And where exactly will you be able to enter and leave, and who's going to be searching you?
Absolutely. So what you're going to see is they're called enhanced security zones. And what they do is they mirror what the NFL is doing at the NFL venues. And you're going to see entry control into those locations. What I will tell everyone is if you're looking for information on the security aspects, it's in the governor's executive order. It will be on the GOSEP website. And it also will be on our Get a Game Plan app as we roll into next week on all of those elements. So basically what we're trying to do is balance public safety with the opportunity to have a safe time in an entertainment venue. Our city is a beautiful city. And it is historical, and we want people to know that there is going to be a balance. They will be safe, and we encourage everyone to attend the events of next week.
So it's not going to be the entire quarter. It's going to be select areas of the quarter that are going to be zoned off. Is that accurate?
That's correct. That's correct. And when you look at in the executive order, there's actually a map that displays that. And that map basically shows all the routes, the one-way streets. It shows you what the enhanced security zones look like. And again, it mirrors what the NFL is doing at the Superdome and the Convention Center.
Now, for people that are wondering, that's not available yet online, or is it?
It is online. It is online. The executive order is online, as well as we begin the update. The best thing that you will see, you will really begin to see updates next week. As we go into our process of preparing for the actual event itself, our enhanced security elements begin on Monday in support of the city and run all the way through the Super Bowl itself.
So it is going to be analogous to entering the football game, almost, in that you're going to have their limits on. I understand we have it posted on our website at WWL.com, the French Quarter Security Zone. That's all you have to do to see it. Go to WWL.com. But it's going to be similar in that you're going to be limited to the size of what you can carry, and also it either has to be transparent, or it's like entering a theme park almost, right? People are going to search what you got on you.
Absolutely, or similar if you go into the Saints game, right? So basically the bottom line on it is what the policy is that if you want to go into that area and you have a bag and you don't want to be searched, that's certainly within your rights. But it means you will not be allowed to enter in that zone until you are subject to search. So you're going to see, if you're going to a Saints game, it's going to be in these. That's why they're called enhanced security zones, and they're designed basically to keep everyone safe, and it's one of our many mitigation measures we're doing for not only Super Bowl, we will do it again for Mardi Gras.
I don't know why you'd have to bring an ice chest. You can't, but I don't know why you would to the French Quarter anyway, because they got merchants selling stuff there, and I don't know why that should be allowed regardless. Thank you, Colonel. I appreciate your time. Have a good day.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
All right, the Enhanced Security Zone, you can find it at WWL.com, runs from Canal to St. Ann Street, and then the other way from Dauphine over to Royal Street. And you can find all of that at WWL.com. A lot going on, 7:55, 5 till 8. Traffic now, WWL.